Hello, this is Dr. Celeste Owens. I'm author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement, and this is the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I am so glad you're hanging out with me today because we are talking about prayer. It's specifically when you pray, something happens. I don't know if you know that. I don't know if you believe that, but I have lived a lifestyle of being in regular prayer with the Lord, and I've seen so many things happen. So I don't want you to get my prayer lifestyle confused with someone who stays in their prayer closet for 2 or 3 hours. I actually have a friend who can pray all day, and I mean literally. That is not my testimony. I'm one of those pray without ceasing and breath prayers and throughout the day. That's more of my prayer language and prayer opportunities with the Lord. But whichever way you do it, God is just looking for a sincere heart. He's looking for someone who is dedicated to stand before him and really seeking God for wisdom and guidance and knowledge and all of that. So when you pray, something happens. We are absolutely in a season of prayer, especially because of what has come upon the land. Unless you live under a rock, you do realize that we are in the midst of this COVID-19 virus, which has shut everything down for the most part, unless you live in some state that has reopened. And I invite you to make your own decision about that. But this becomes our opportunity to really pray and seek the Lord. In fact, our ministry opened up a prayer line April 1st, and we continue to pray each and every night at 10 p.m. because God put it on my heart. I need you all to pray. I need you to be before my face. So even when you hear reports like it's going to get worse before it gets better, we are going to be in this thing for another 18 months, whatever it is, I do know that people have the opportunity to analyze and to think things through. But God has the final say. So I'm encouraging you to pray and pray some more that God has mercy on us and that he looks upon our land favorably and that people's hearts turn back to him and repent so that we can see a different outcome. But I want you to know that God honors faith. And that's what prayer really is all about, that we have faith in him. And he hears us when we pray. And he answers us when we pray as well, because we are demonstrating our faith towards him. You know what? It takes a great deal of faith, in fact, to pray to an unseen, infinite, omniscient being. It really takes a lot of faith to do that when you have never seen him. But when you can pray to God and ask him for different things and believe him that something's going to happen, God that you have never seen, that is a true demonstration of faith. And you know what? When you pray like that, something happens. I grew up in a family, or a church family even, in fact, where we grew up with believing in faith healing. And everything was about prayer in our family. Everything was about prayer. I need 25 cents for lunch. Pray about it. I have a sore throat. Let's pray about it. Let's get the blessed oil. Everything. And I'm not kidding you guys. My whole childhood was just pray about it. Ask God. Ask the Holy Spirit. So I just walk in that now, that everything is related to prayer and something happens when we pray. It says in the Word, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. How do you acknowledge him? You acknowledge him by prayer. That's how you do it. And it tells you in all your ways, acknowledge him. It doesn't specify which of those ways you should be doing. Not the ways that you say, oh, I got this, God, I'm good. No, all of them. All of your ways, acknowledge him, because we need him to direct our paths. We need the Lord to do that. And we're in such a society that is bathed in materialism. And when we pray, it's not really about praying to God to get closer to God or to seek his will for our lives. It really is just about getting answers to whatever problem we think we have. I need you to solve this, as if God is a magic genie. I need you to do that. Mm-hmm, and do that. And then when he doesn't, we're like mad at God and we're super duper discouraged. But that is not the purpose of prayer. That is not why prayer was intended for us. There are other reasons why God calls us to pray without ceasing. He does call us to that. Prayer is much more than just getting your every want met. It really is about seeking God, seeking his face, seeking His will. So we're going to talk today in the break room about three ways in which you can really elevate your prayer life and really see some things happen for you as you pray properly, as you pray to the Lord. So it also tells us in Proverbs 16:9, a man plans his ways, but the Lord orders his steps. I love that. So for the first prayer, while we're praying, or how God will move and something happens when we pray because, number one, it's a way to discern God's will. It is a way to discern God's will. So if you were listening to the break room, the surrender break room, and listening to me last week, you will know that we talked about God being able to allow you to reap a harvest in famine. The only way you can reap a harvest in famine is if you pray and then you are able to discern the will of the Lord. And then when you are able to discern His will, then you walk out by faith what He has called you to do. Again, Proverbs 16:9 says, a man plans his ways, but the Lord orders his steps. I'm telling you, when I was getting my doctorate in psychology, I was going to say many moons ago, but that makes me sound really old, so let's not say it was that long ago. But when I was getting my doctorate, I needed to complete an internship in order to complete my doctorate in psychology. And you needed this internship. It wasn't like a want. It was like a need. I need this internship or I can't graduate. And I remember applying to several different places, pretty much only in my neighborhood. And what I mean by that is D.C., Virginia, Maryland, because I'm engaged to be married, and I did not want to go far away from my husband. But the Lord had other plans. That's why it says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. That's why it says to pray, and you can discern the will of the Lord. So needless to say, I applied for these internships that were just in my neck of the woods and got not one internship. I was so upset. I was like in tears, crying, like, God, why did you forsake me? And I remember calling my dad and telling my dad I didn't get an internship, and he was like, and I said, I'm trying not to be mad at God. And he got so angry with me, like, what? How are you dare you not try to not be mad at God for everything God's done? I was like, I didn't call to be chewed out, but okay, thank you very much. He did put me back on the straight and narrow. And you know what I did, you all? I prayed. And then went back on the internet, because there were some internships that did not match to a person. Not a whole lot of them, but some of them didn't match. So I prayed and said, God, where should I go? I look on the internet, and there is this internship in Chicago that is perfect for me. It's like someone wrote down the whole job description for me. It was a Christian counseling agency. I didn't even know there was such a thing. It was, you know, working with residential treatment kids. I mean, everything I wanted to do, it was in this internship. Do you know I picked up the phone to call? And on that day when everybody's calling the same people, I didn't expect to get an answer, and they answered the phone. And when we talked, they said, wow, Celeste, you are answer to prayer. What? See, nobody but this amazing, amazing God can do something like that. When you get out of your own way, I'm telling you, get out of your own way. Pray and seek discernment. Ask God what His will is. And you know what? He'll give you an internship in Chicago. No, you didn't ask for that. No, that was my testimony. I know. But whatever you're asking for, He will give it to you. So when we get back, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I'm going to give you two more reasons why you need to pray and why something will happen when you pray. Be right back. This is Donetta D. Moore. I am so excited, and I welcome you to my new podcast, Rest Leads to Revenue. This will be an outstanding podcast for entrepreneurs and business owners. This podcast is an extension of my book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. This podcast will educate, enlighten, and encourage you to take charge of your sleep with respect as an entrepreneur and business owner. Gain energy you need to take the business to the next level. I welcome you to tune into my podcast every Friday. You won't regret it. Greetings. This is Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I want to invite you to participate in our 2020 Global Surrender Fast and get ready to experience miracles, signs, and wonders as you join in prayer and fasting with business owners and laypersons from around the globe. This year, in celebration of our 10th year anniversary of hosting the Surrender Fast, we are inviting you to participate with 40,000 other fasters. Yes, you heard me right. 40,000, that's what we're believing God for, to be in prayer and fasting, seeking God's face for your business, for your team, everything that God has in store for you. So that fast will happen September 21st to October 30th, and you can register at surrenderfast2020.com. Come and be a part of this great experience. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. This is the Surrender Break Room, a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, and I'm so glad we're hanging out today talking about when you pray, something happens. So I was just telling you right before the break how I prayed for an internship, and the Lord didn't show up the way I thought he should, because that's part of the problem. A lot of times when we pray, we are praying to get the answer we want. But if you could just open up your Holy Ghost imagination, my pastor used to say a long time ago, open up your Holy Ghost imagination and allow God to bring before you the awesome opportunity he has for you, he will make your path straight. You can trust God. He really can do it. He's done it for me so many times. I was telling you all before the break that I grew up in a household and a church body that believed in the power of prayer, believed that we could pray for anything, anything, and it would happen. We didn't discriminate. We didn't say, oh, that's too hard. Can't pray for that one. No, you came to church and now you say you have HIV. Can't pray for that one. No, my pastor will pray for HIV. He'll pray for AIDS. He'll pray whatever. Because he believed that there was nothing impossible for God. And I believe the same way, that there is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing impossible with him. So we're talking about when you pray, something happens. And I gave you the first step of reason why we pray. The reason why we pray in order to allow something to happen, we pray because it's a way to discern God's will. That was number one, a way to discern God's will. Number two, when you pray, it demonstrates your dependence on God. Your life is not your own. We sing a song that says, to you I belong, I give myself away. So you demonstrate your dependence, all of your dependence on God, even for things that people think are small. No, I'm going to trust God for that too. And you know, I love that when Jesus was leaving the earth and he was talking with his disciples, he told them, I'm going to leave, but I'm going to bring or leave with you a comforter. You're going to get a comforter. And that's who we have in us. If you've accepted Christ as your Savior, you have a comforter who leads, who guides, who takes you into all truth, who even prays for you. I think this is such a phenomenal gift that was given to us. But if you're going to access that phenomenal gift, you have to be dependent. You have to be dependent. You can't be this independent being who does whatever you want and then just ask and pray for God to help as a last resort. No, God needs to be your first resort. Prayer needs to be your first line of defense. So I pray for small things, and I've taught my kids to pray for small things because my parents taught me to pray for small things. And I don't always remember to pray for the small things, but there are just little things that I can pray for that I know God will do. So even just recently, a couple days ago, in fact, maybe it was a couple weeks, I don't know, I was looking for my car keys. I was searching high and low, all up in this house, went out to the car, looked in the car, looked in a little compartment right between the two front seats. It's got to be in this compartment. It's not in the compartment. Where are my keys? Do you not come back in the house and remember? I could just hear my mother saying, ask God. Ask God where your keys are. Like, duh, ask God. Do you know, as fast as I said, Lord, where are my keys? It flashed, a picture flashed in front of my eyes of my purse with a side zipper that I put the keys in. Why did I put the keys in the side zipper? I have no clue. You know how long it would have took me if I ever found those keys in that side zipper of that purse? It would have took me a while. But the Holy Spirit, who's my friend, who leads and guides, all I had to say was, where are the keys? And the keys showed up. Something, if God is concerned about something that small, how much more is he concerned about the things in your life that are bigger than just finding your car keys? I'm telling you, just depend on God. If you need God for whatever in your life, for that next career move, for your health, for whatever it is, lean in to God in prayer. Lean in. What do I need to do? Please tell me. Let me know. I'm going to follow your will. And he will show you just that quickly. He will allow you to be able to do what you need to do or what you need to find or whatever it is. But you must demonstrate your dependence on God. Even though I don't practice as a psychologist, I still practice as a psychologist. I'm always having people call me, or I'm always doing some type of coaching session. And you know what? I don't even coach without first asking God to give me the words to say. Jeremiah 33:3 talks about praying to God, asking him to show you the sensed in things, the things you can't see with your natural eye. And I do it all the time. I remember years ago, I was talking with a young lady and I was coaching her through a situation, and we couldn't understand why every August or whatever it was that she would go into a depression. She said, it's been happening for years. I'm like, really? What happened? Nothing. Nothing happened? No. And it came to me so quickly. Ask her where she's from. Where are you from? Oh, originally I was living in New Orleans. Really? In New Orleans? Were you there with Katrina? Yeah, I was there with Katrina. Oh, that's why I'm depressed. Every August, September, whatever month it was. Oh my goodness, I was traumatized by Katrina. She tells this whole story. And when she gets this whole story out, she's able to walk in her freedom, and then the depression lifts, because the truth makes us free. But I couldn't have known that without being dependent on God. So number three, last one, you guys, and you're out of the break room. In order to really just get the manifest glory of God through prayer and see something happen, you have to invoke and use the power that is within you. You have to invoke it. There is a power that you have. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And when we were growing up, we believed in faith healing, and I still do. Now, remember one quick story. My brother, we were running around having a grand old time in our house, young kids, and he hits his head on the windowsill right on the corner, and it gashes his head open, and there's like blood coming down everywhere. And I run to my father and his radical praying friends. Bell just hit his head and is busted open, and my dad looks, and they take a cloth and they just put a cloth on his head and start to pray. They just call 911. I'm not advising this, you guys, unless you are seriously in a radical place of prayer. They didn't call 911. They didn't do anything. You know what they did? They got blessed oil and they put it on there, put a rag on, took it off. When my mom got home, it had to be maybe an hour later, it looked as if his head had been stitched up. Nothing. Just stitched up. No stitches, no nothing. That is the power of prayer, because when you pray, something happens. Something happens. So I hope you can get that in your spirit today, that you are going to be able to really produce some amazing things in your life, even in this season that we're in, because you are getting into a posture, or going to continue in a posture of prayer. You guys continue to stick with me. Surrender Break Room every Monday morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And in the meantime, if you want to get into a really good posture of prayer and fasting, I have a book. It's called The 40-Day Surrender Fast. Make sure you get a copy. It will definitely get you in the face of God and direct you and transition you to your next season. Stay surrendered for life. There is no other way to live. And I plan to catch you next week. Be blessed.